How do you two know each other?
I met the doctor at a cockfight in Pomona. He's hooking me up with a lion. It comes tomorrow.
Great.
Plus, he brought over some crazy Zimbabwe weed that'll turn you into a deer.
You know that lions eat deer, right?
That's true, kid. Doctor, we gotta be careful.
Hey, welcome to ESPN Radio, the Golf Underground, with your two boys, Sully and Wardo. Wardo, I am back from the road, brother.
Where have you been? We 2 weeks ago, you're in England. Last week, you're in Florida, and now you're back in the catbird seat. So,
yeah, but that's all he says. That's because of Jake. Jake makes lose.
Hey, listen, you're not supposed to pipe up yet, Mr. Dante. You got to wait your turn.
So we're back in studio for one with Mr. Pete Dante for 1 week. And then we are heading to lovely Austin next week. The guests next week are going to be fantastic. Got a great lineup, but I'm ready to roll, Sully. So let's get into it.
All right. Hey, listen.
Can I tell you guys something also? Yeah. I am taking a break to give you guys some of my love because I'm going on tour all over the Southeast. I start in Atlanta, Georgia, and I could, you know, we can talk about the dates and stuff like that, but I don't need to self-promote.
Yes, you do. Since when?
Yeah, but we need to know. I'll give you all the dates. People need to know that. On September, I'm not September, it's April. April 8th and 7th in Atlanta, I crush two different nightclubs, and then I go all the way up the coast, all the way through the Kakalakis.
Well, listen, before you start Kakalakilizing, people need to know who you are. So can I give you a formal intro?
No, do that over.
I'm giving you the formal intro because you're Pete Dante. Hey, listen, Pete Dante, let's introduce you to him. His roles, he's in a lot of the Adam Sandler movies. He played Peter, my all-time favorite, in Little Nicky. Pete, I really love that. Grandma's Boy, he played Dante. Imagine that. That was a creative name. And a lawyer named Tommy in Adam Sandler's movies Big Daddy, which, by the way, we went to Las Vegas together after, and he bit my cheek at a blackjack table immediately after filming that. You remember that one? So, Pete Dante, hey, listen. So you're an actor, but the reason I got you on the show is you and I grew up together. We were both caddies. We were both average golfers.
Yeah.
And we would steal beer out of a country club.
Wampanoag, yes. It's a Donald Ross course. Let's break into that right now.
Yeah.
Brendan Sheehan was also part of it, another Irish.
Yeah, kid. He was.
He's a Yale grad, thank God. What's up, Brendan Patrick Sheehan? Yes, he's still alive. He would still climb over to get us Heineken. The smaller Irish kids could fit in between the wood and the barbed wire,
right.
And I couldn't, you know what I mean, chicken wire.
Yeah.
I couldn't. So I would boost them up, and I'd be, Sully, grab two cases of that. Grab two cases of that, and then we can leave now. And he'd be like, Pete, wait, is your dad mad? I'm like, no, my dad's the president of the country club. We're good. Like,
yeah, but he didn't know we were stealing Miller Lights out of the chicken wire.
No,
so
God, no.
So Pete, Sully talks about how good of a caddy he was. Who was a better caddy?
How's this? Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you two things about me and Brian Sullivan. We are probably the best four caddies in the world because if you have a golf cart and we can sit down with you and maybe have a Bud Light and you're like a lawyer and you know and you're like a doctor or something and you need help, Brian and I will give you life advice because that's who we are. So Sully and I are, I would say that I can't equivocate anything to being comparative to him.
Yeah.
We bounce back and forth because we are caddies, but we were never good enough at golf to be like the golfer guy.
No.
We're not scratch golfers. No, but I will tell you this. How's this? I will give you the best analogy right now, all right? Brian Sullivan and Peter Dante have the best personality because we're congenial and we love. And the older guys loved that when we were young. They loved our smile. They loved that we're loyal. And they love that we would run around and do whatever they told us to do.
But listen, so you and I, we grew up, we had a little painting business. We got fired from that.
Oh, want to talk about that?
We can talk an hour on that. It's Pete and I were, Wardo, we were doing a late night paint job. There was a deadline.
Michael Fay, by the way, he was a two handicap, but he was a liar. Some guys are sandbaggers. You got to understand that. Golfing world, understand that. Sandbaggers. Guys that even say that they're a two and they're like a 19 or whatever. Like,
yeah, he had the reverse handicap.
It's opposite. Remember him? Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you and I stayed up all night painting, but I was on the steps of doing my job, and you said, Sully. And I look up the steps, and you have a fire hydrant. And you sprayed me right in the face with a fire hydrant. And we never completed the job that night. They couldn't open the office the next day. And then you and I got we got the sit-down, and they said you're fired. Right? But listen, I want to take – you've come a long way from being fired, being an average caddy, to stealing beer from Wampanoag Country Club, to getting to Hollywood. So tell the listeners, you as a golf fan, just a, you know, one of my best boys growing up. How about, give us the Hollywood story. How the heck did you become an actor in all these Adam Sandler movies?
Let me tell you something. First of all, Adam Sandler is one of the most loyal people in the world. He's a great
person.
That's
really cool.
His father, Stan Sandler, used to play golf with my dad before he died. And my dad's 80. He's still alive, but my dad loved Sam Sandler. And Sam Sandler used to say to Adam, hang on to this kid, because I'm not a comedian. All those guys are stand-up comedians. I'm not. I make fun of life because I think people don't treat life like we should. I think that we should appreciate and be grateful for who we are and tell God every day that thank you for making us just breathe today, you know?
Yeah.
So Adam Sandler and my dad became friends way back when, you know? And I'm the guy that I didn't go to NYU with them, you know, I'm younger than them. So Adam saw me playing at a coffee shop, and then Adam also saw me at Gary Shandling's house, and I said to him when he walked up, I said, hey man, me and my lacrosse teammates used to watch you, you know, during spring break because we couldn't leave school. We would watch your Saturday Night Live reruns. He goes, you sound familiar. Where are you from? I said, I'm from Hartford, Connecticut. He goes, I'm from New Hampshire. I said, you shovel more snow than me. He goes, let's play one-on-one after this. I said, I'll spot you 8 points to get to 11.
And in basketball. 11. You were playing hoops?
And I beat him 11. Yeah, I beat him 11. And, you know, whatever. Yeah, I had 11 and 9 all three games. But he's my best friend. I love him. So the reason Brian Sullivan and I are best friends is because I actually am a real human being that comes from the salt of the earth, you know, Waterbury. Me and we used to freestyle rap people by the McDonald's, like literally, at keg parties.
Pete, this is Wardo. I got a quick question for you. When did you realize, I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. When did you arrive and know that you had arrived? I mean, I know that you guys all...
Oh, writing the Hanukkah songs. Adam and I writing the Hanukkah songs.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
That is amazing.
Well, check this out. Listen, when I was in the wedding singer, I'll give you a good example. I'm so much smarter than he is because he's a comedian. So I'm way different than him. I'm an athlete. I'm a singer. You know, and we've been in the band together since 1994 with Waddy Wattel's our band leader. Believe me. We're still Stevie Nicks' band leader. Believe me. We are actually legit. I sing with, you know, Lane Staley, all those guys. Chris, you know, Chris Cornell is my best friend. You know, he spent Thanksgiving at my house. So I actually play music as, you know, as a living also. And Adam loves music. But, dude, I'm going to tell you this right now. When we used to do the comedy albums, and he'd make me work till like 6 a.m. the next day and not really pay me, and I'd just look at him, and he'd be like, thanks, Pete. Thanks, Dante. I'm like, okay, thank you. Like, thank you, too. Like,
yeah.
But the loyalty that remains from that he and I have, is so strong. Like, I will tell you this right now. I don't care whoever else he hires, whoever else he did a comedy skit with on SNL. I'll tell you right now. Farley's gone. Dante's still here.
Yeah.
And that's my best friend. And you know what? And Chris Farley could say it from heaven right now that he would say this. You know what Chris Farley would say right now? He would say, Adzy just wants to be around Dante. Because you have to understand that our energy and what we provide for each other is like true love. It's not common
courtesy. Sully, it's kind of like me and you.
It's like you and me. Yeah. You're my new Dante, Ward.
I've got so much more energy now that you're back in the studio, bud.
I know. I know.
I got so much. I'm standing up right now.
Hey, listen, Pete, like you and I used to.
Is he right in front of you?
Yeah, I'm staring at him. It's a beautiful, beautiful face.
Kiss him for me.
Yeah, I will. I will. I mean, listen, I snuggle with him. I snuggle with him like I used to snuggle with you now. Remember?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that. That's another thing. Hey, Ward. Because Brian and I were such good caddies, we were actually coachable. You understand that?
I love it. Yeah. Well, I'm actually Brian's coach right now, and I'm struggling a little bit.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're working through it. But.
Well, listen, we got to take a commercial break here before you guys.
An attitude problem anyway.
Yeah, no, listen, I've got ways around this. I got to tell you, I played this weekend, Wardo. I think you'd be mildly proud of me. Hey, we're going to take a commercial break. We're having a great time today with Peter Dante, Hollywood actor. He's not only a Hollywood actor, he's a hell of a singer, a band member. He's got so much going on, an entrepreneur.
Clearly.
All-around great guy. By the way, this segment was brought to you, the Front Nine, by Star Drywall. By the way, it's getting a little warmer here in Kansas City. Thank God. But at any time you want to decrease your energy bills, make sure you go to starcompanieskc.com. Come on back. You'll listen to ESPN Radio. Welcome back. ESPN Radio. Pete, what do you know about this song?
Yeah. Well, so my friend Vanilla, her name's Nirvana, really.
Who is this? Wait. What do you mean? Is this you singing?
Yes, I wrote that song.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty, right?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Say that everyone should put their children to bed at night with that song.
It's nice.
That is nice.
Kids will wake up knowing that they should be a believer in their dreams and knowing that they're loved. You know that? And that's what I care about. And this little girl, she had a self-harm problem, Brian. This is real. She went to Stony Brook. And since I went to Hofstra, I made that like association, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, we should write a track together. And you know what's so funny? She wanted to write Where There's Not Love. And I said, no. Sorry.
Ooh,
you're right. We're acting a show where there is love. And I'm going to sing it to you, and we're going to sing it together, and we're going to make the world a happier place. And she goes, well, that's a way better idea. I said, that's why you're 24 and I'm me.
Yeah.
So Pete, the listeners want to know, so you knew Sully growing up. Sully thinks you're crazy for going to Hollywood. Tell the listeners about how you broke in, what you did. Obviously, I know the Adam thing, but
You know, it's so funny. It's really not about breaking in. It's about it being a loyal human being. Like, I was Brad Pitt's assistant for a while, and Brad Pitt used to fly my name. Brad Pitt was Peter Dante. On the planes everywhere we went. And like one time when we flew into 12 Monkeys, they had to close down the airport because the radio station was holding a competition, like who's the first guy to see Brad Pitt or who, you know, when they're going to get paid or whatever. And he flew in my name. So when the FBI guys got on the plane, because they got us on the runway, they're like, where's Peter Dante? I go, he's right there. And I slapped Brad in the face. Well, he had a beanie on, and yeah, we wear beanies often. And so I slapped Brad. I'm like, yo, wake up, they're looking for you. He goes, hi. Like, so that was the first time ever that airport, I don't know what it's called in Philly, but that was the first time ever that they had to do that. And it was kind of funny. And then that's the movie he did, 12 Monkeys. That movie, and he won a Golden Globe Award that year, and thanked me as Peter Dante's best friend, and Cynthia, my wife, you know, Max Wax.
Yeah. Well, how did you get the gig in Waterboy? Because I know that the wedding singer, you had a small part by the Punch Bowl. I'm getting a young child inebriated. That was your first role,
oh,
right?
No, when I did the head nod.
Yeah.
You know, hey, let me give you something. That's a good example, by the way. Wardo, listen to this. Adam Sandler said, pretend we're back in New England and you just got your nephew drunk, but you'll fight anyone who wants to look at you. So that's where that nod comes from. Do you understand? Like, and plus, me and Steve Buscemi were in makeup together since 5 a.m. and he's talking about being all shit-faced, you know, because that's what his role was, right? And he's from Ballystream, Long Island, where my girlfriend was from Hofstra, you know what I mean? Like, so we had so much in common. And that thing right there, dude, is that it's exactly what it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, all right, tell us about the Waterboy, because, I mean, you could turn on TBS any weekend, and that thing is playing right next to Dirty Dancing and Jaws 5, right? It's on every weekend.
I watch it over Saved by the Bell, too.
Yeah. And remember Dirt Waterboy came from Bill Derwin.
Look at me. I'm the woo-woo Waterboy. I got a wooden spoon. Needle, dick. That was all improv. Adam was so mad at me during rehearsal. He was like, dude, where'd you come up with that? I'm like, because look at you. You look like the from LL Bean, you know. And I don't mean to say that word like that, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a comedy movie, so you have to like, you have to come up with your own concept of how you're going to treat your best friend. You know,
amazing, amazing.
And plus, because he's a star, other people think you have to be careful. Guess what? I was reckless with it. I was so hard on him. He even that day that he said, "Can we be friends?" I slapped his hand away from me, and I said, "No, get away from me!" Because I was sweaty in DeLand, Florida, which I'm going to perform. By the way, you guys, I'll be there soon. I'll be there in a few weeks. But I was sweating under the lights, and you know, in my football outfit. So it was easier to be mean to him. You know what I mean? Like as a best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what was your most fun movie of all of them?
Okay.
Because you had Little Nicky, that was funny.
No.
My best friend's wedding.
No, Little Nicky. Let me tell you right now. Little Nicky, right now. Best time ever on Little Nicky because we had Quentin Tarantino. No, I'm not kidding. We had everybody. Harvey Keitel. We had Rodney Dangerfield. Okay, Henry Winkler, who used to be my coach in The Waterboy.
Yeah.
So that's like a callback joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when Henry sees me on set and the makeup chair next to me, he's like, "Peter." I'm like, "What's up, Coach?"
So another question: what's most challenging role? I know none of these roles have been challenging because it's so natural for you. But most challenging role.
Well, I gotta say this. I will give you three. I'll give you three. Okay. When I played the cop with Shaq in Grown Ups 2, I wanted to be in good shape, so I had to, you know, I was taking great care of myself, working out with a trainer named Duffy, who trains the Helmsworth brothers.
I love that.
Yeah, he's a Navy SEAL. He's a Navy SEAL, and I'm not allowed to speak about him that much, but you know. So I worked out, you know, three times a day, worried about my diet. So that one, Grown Ups 2, not Waterboy even. I didn't care about Waterboy. I was so young. Waterboy was like me being back in college. Like, let me throw the football around, you know what I mean? And let me score the game-winning touchdown because I know I can, you know? And I know I can catch it because I had 11 or 13 picks in 1986. So people should realize that I'm not like a joker. I hold records, you know that?
Sure.
I hold records, and I don't mention them because it doesn't matter to me. Because also, my movies also broke records, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big Daddy, biggest comedy in the history of all film for Sony Pictures over there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the most fun?
All right. I'm not done validating them yet. Grandma's Boy also. I had to be naked, right? And be a producer.
Yeah.
So you get very nervous about being naked, right? And you make sure that your whole crew's taken care of. I would take care of everyone, you know, on Friday nights, be like, "Hey, come to producer Dante's office," and I would take care of them. I have a cooler full of everything for them and a bong on my table, like it should be, and they can all hang out and be themselves. So I would say Grandma's Boy, and I'll take Grown Ups 2, and I would also say just The Water Boy because I cared as a kid.
What was the worst part about being naked on the set?
Well, dude, all right, I'll give you a good story. So, Grandma's Boy. So we shoot one day, and everyone knows on schedule that Pete Dante is going to be naked this day, right? So all the girls from the office, right? Every girl from the office, every girl from Fox, all these girls show up on set. I'm like, what? Just pardon my friends, but what the are they doing here? And they're like, "They know you're going to be naked today, Pete." And I'm like, "Oh, gosh." But I have to do it because it's my job. You know what I mean? And I have to make it really good because the girl who did the poker tournament, Todd Garner's wife, she never had been in a movie before. And so she was so nervous, like, "Can you teach me how to act right now?" And I'm like, "Well, that's difficult."
Because you were naked?
Plus I'm naked. And I'm like, "I'm naked right now, and you want me to teach you how to act? And I know your husband," because Todd Garner was, and he was a producer, he was an executive for Disney on The Waterboy. Well, so that's how
Hey, listen.
That's how she got in Grandma's Boy. And that's what we do, by the way. family, always family, hires family.
Yeah.
Family loves each other. Yeah. We're the best at what we do, dude. You understand that? Like, no one can touch me.
Yep, I hear you. Hey, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. We come back.
We're going to talk a little golf. We're going to talk some golf.
Yeah, but not until we hear the very quick version of you and the relationship you had with the monkey on set and how he became very attracted to you.
I had to rehearse with him for six weeks before.
Yeah.
And by the way, Brian, his name is Harry the Chimp, so don't disrespect him, but he's not a monkey. He's a chimpanzee. And he's in the sanctuary right now, so please don't be rude to him.
All right, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. Hey, this last segment was brought to you by Cowell Insurance Services, your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. Come on back. You're listening to ESPN Radio. Welcome back, ESPN Radio, Golf Underground. Your boy Sully and Wardo. We're with Pete Dante, actor, musician. If you're familiar with the Adam Sandler movies.
And by the way, I'm with Jaron and Mike Vu right now, who are my best friends from the Valley.
There you go.
I'm down here in Rancho La Quinta where they play the Skins game, fellas.
Oh, nice.
Just in case you want to know about my golf history, I've owned a home down here for almost 2 decades, and all my best friends are great golfers, great people. I will say this about Rory McIlroy. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Sláinte.
Yeah, he did good, didn't he? He did good.
I will give him a sláinte. Hey, babe, I'll give him a sláinte. You know why? Yeah. My mom's Irish. Your dad is proper Irish, right?
Oh, yeah.
The way you
well, I don't know.
Us,
I don't know about
right?
proper.
Really?
I don't know. All right. Listen, hey, take us back to Grandma's Boy. You were the main character in that movie,
right.
and you'd mentioned Harry the Chimp. I called him a monkey.
No,
I didn't mean to insult him.
Let me give you two stories first, actually. I'm going to give you, before I give you the rehearsal story about the chimpanzee and I'm going to give you a story about Dr. Shaklu and I. His name is Abdoulou Nam. He's from Senegal. He speaks 7 languages. His wife is head of hip-hop at UCLA. And he has twin sons. And when he walked on the set, Brian, it was his first movie he ever got hired for, okay? So he was very nervous, and I could see that. And I was outside taking free throws, you know, in between working out and skateboarding around. And I saw him because I hired him because I was a producer on the movie. And I said, hey, Abdullah. And he stopped. I go, it's me, Dante. I said, you play my roommate in this movie. And he looked at me and goes, oh, Dante, fly like a bird on the wings of love. He said that to me right away. How incredible is that? So now we have a history of this. I'm not kidding. In Bristol Farms or Sprouts or wherever we see each other, he will scream at me, Dante. And we both say in unison, fly like a bird on the wings of love. Because guess what? That's what we really need right now.
Yeah.
In our life.
Yeah. No, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care about people. I don't care about someone that can make an ego putt. I care about people that are connected and positive and loving, and that's who I am, and that's why Brian probably invited me on the show.
Yeah.
we love characters that love to be themselves as well as love the game of golf. So
yeah.
You're the best in your craft, so we had to have you on the show.
Yeah, you still golfing?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What's the handicap?
Well, dude, I play celebrity tournaments. I donate my time. My handicap?
Yeah.
I'm not like you, Sully. I'm not like a best book selling author guy who has time to take off like that. I actually have to go sing on the road in like North Carolina and Florida and Atlanta.
Listen, you're hiding from the question, Pete.
Hey, real quick,
what's the damn handicap?
How about you? Just say I'm a 20.
I don't like that.
So, Pete, speaking of the...
and by the way, all your listeners know why I say that.
Yeah, no kidding, because you're going to try to take money from me.
I'll take your... Yeah, we'll play Skins all day long. I love you.
So, hey, I was talking to George Brett the other day and telling him that you're coming on the show. He wants to extend the invitation for you to come, you and Sully, to come caddy for me and George, actually play with us, but we'll say you're caddying, here in the next year. Are you in for a charity event?
Oh, bro, what do you mean? I'll help raise money. I'm going to tell you this right now. I work with a company called The Clinic out of Colorado. We raise $250,000 in a day for Aunt Jude's Hospital for multiple sclerosis.
That's awesome.
I care. I'm a charitable guy. Hey, by the way, George Brett, Sully knows. He's a stud. I'll do whatever George Brett says.
Don, let's...
I'll just listen to my elder and be like, hey, George, I'm going to sit right there. I'll be right there. Yeah.
George. Yes. George will love you. He's a fan, and he's been on the show already, and he loved hearing that you were coming on. So let's get you to Kansas City for a charity event. All right, here
well,
we go.
Dude, hey, wait, where's my quarterback too, Sully? Where's my UCLA quarterback? Is he still there?
Oh, Castle?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's the backup quarterback up at Detroit. So.
Okay, well, Matty Castle was a Bruin guy. So listen to this, and your listeners should hear this actually.
Yeah.
I spoke to the freshman class of UCLA this fall in Pauley Pavilion with Matt Barnes and Will Forte, and I'm not an alumnus. I went to Hofstra.
Yeah.
I didn't graduate college.
Yeah.
But because I've lived in that neighborhood for 20-something years and been supportive to them, that they wanted me to speak to the athletes, the student athletes, and the little nerds that go to school there, because it's a really good school. You know that? And I love nerds. Like, I love video games, and I love nerds because we love to read books, and we're nice people. And Brian Sullivan used to have broken glasses when he was a kid. I'm going to tell you about these right now. Google talk. Schoentausberger. We're not going to go there. But we used to have our own language. You have no idea. And my sons both know it.
Oh, yeah.
I still speak it. He used to have these glasses that were always broken, bro. Sully, with his smile and the glasses and the way he would try to push his glasses back on and go, Pete, what? And I'd be like, Brian, it's going to be okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. No. Do you understand that that's how close we are? Like,
I've gathered that. It didn't take you long to get right into this.
No.
All right, when we come back, we are going to do the emergency 9 questions with our boy Pete Dante. And by the way, this last segment was brought to you by Mariner Wealth, a proud friend of the show. Thanks for all they do.
Thank you guys for sponsoring us. Yeah, we love you.
We love you. Yep. We'll be right back here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, welcome back, ESPN Radio, Golf Underground. Sully and Wardo, we're having a great time with Peter Dante, my best friend growing up. I mean, he's so much time. And here he is. He's taking time out of his very busy schedule at La Quinta, playing golf, sipping on Coronas, hanging out with his buddies, who are no doubt...
I don't like Coronas. We like Modelo cans.
Nice Modelos. No, hey, listen,
they must be a sponsor.
Wardo's going to fire you up right now with his rapid-fire E9 questions. Are you ready, Mr. Dante?
I am ready. Sorry.
Here we go. The Emergency 9 with Pete Dante, brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked. Eating good and feeling good. Pete, who is the best athlete besides yourself that you know?
Barry Sanders.
That's a good answer. What is the favorite nickname that you've been given to you by either Sully or your peers?
You're not allowed to say it on the line because people are all PC. But
okay.
I'm dark, so just imagine.
Okay, I got it.
Good.
Favorite nickname that you call Sully and why?
Oh my God. Schoentausberger.
I don't want to know.
You want to know why? You don't want to know why? No, we had our own language growing up. That's why Brian Sullivan became a best-selling author, because we had our own language growing up.
I love it.
So go on.
All right, here we go. Will,
next one.
Will Tiger Woods break Jack Nicklaus's major record?
I hope so, but I love them both. And you know what? At Baltusrol, I got an autograph because my dad and my brother said, you're the little one that can actually get it. And Jack Nicklaus signed my dad's book that day. So, yes, when he won at Baltusrol.
I love it.
Go on.
Other than your Australian mate, Steve Elkington, who is your favorite golfer?
I like him.
Who is your favorite golfer?
I'll do Fred Couples by far.
Oh, do we need him on the show?
I like him. You know why? He's just a solid human being.
He's chill. He is chill.
And he's a Space City kid. He's a 713 kid and laughs life off like we do. And I like that about him. You know that? I appreciate him. I'm not, you know why? Well, Wardo, you know that I'm not one of those like aficionado guys. I don't want to be around people that have big egos and stuff like that. I want to be around people that just accept each other and love each other.
I get it. That's why I love Sully. Okay, you can think on this for 5 seconds. Who is your dream foursome? And where would you play?
Ooh, how's this? Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Arnold Palmer, And I would play at Rancho La Quinta where I live so they could sleep over my house.
I love it. I've actually played out there. A good friend of mine for years.
That's where they play the Skins game, babe. You know,
yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful track.
And I have a brand new home. My house was burned down last year, so I have a brand new home. It's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, when I come out there, we're going to play. I got a buddy up the street at Madison Club and in a club right next door. So we're gonna tee it up.
Sully, I'm probably gonna buy a house for us at Bighorn.
Ooh, I like that. I'm ready. I'm waiting for the invite, kid.
Okay, I got two more for you. Most embarrassed. I think I know the answer. Most embarrassed you've been on the set.
Naked when at Grandma's Boy. Why didn't all the girls show up from the studio? They shouldn't have been on set watching me naked. I hated it. I was on surfs, and I was like, and also I had to wear sock, which is terrible. And like the older, the woman that used to be, was my makeup woman, she took good pride, like grabbing my. I hated it. I was like, what are you doing? That's part of my job. So that's sort of embarrassing. Golfers would know that. So when I'm like a guy who's like decorating his Christmas tree in July, I look all good and I'm ripped and tan. And guess what? I just got through a really horrible mental battle with that woman stuffing my.
Stop.
That's the way it goes down on a radar comedy.
All right. Yeah. Final question, and then we'll let you run.
You know that, right?
Final question. Right? Like, what three golfers or actors, people you know, should be guests on this show?
Oh, Morgan Freeman, Sir Anthony Hopkins, and Peter Fairley.
Can you make that happen for us, Pete?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all my friends. Yeah. I know them.
I love it.
I know them. Yeah. I can get in touch with them without their agents.
Oh, that's good. See, you are connected.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we're coming to the end here and Peter. Yeah. And so,
what else you need?
Listen, I mean, we could talk hours. Right. And so my question is, would you join us again? Would you come back to the Golf Underground?
Oh, my God. I think that you guys have the most your show. And I don't like to say the word potential because that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You guys already have you already have living legends on your show. And you guys are the most credible people in the world. I'm going to tell you right now. Because we're the guys that matter. You know what I mean? Like, the guys that still hang around and go, yeah, I did that. I did that. And we did it with pride and respect and with love. And that's why I love you guys. I like Ben Crenshaw.
Well, listen, this is...
George Brett, the fact that he told George... He said he's a fan of mine.
Oh,
I'm going to
tell
you right now. George Brett, I'm going to say this right now over on ESPN Radio. George Brett, I was a fan of yours because of how angry and tough and strong you were.
Oh,
you guys are going to love to get together when you get in town.
Yeah. No, and so, listen.
Oh, he lives there? Does he live there?
Oh, yeah. He was in studio with us. Wonderful, wonderful guy. And he's still fit. And by the way, he did beat Wardo in the first round of his club championship and went on to win the club championship. Unbelievable. All right, so you're going to come back and join us because I love you, brother. I love you. Anytime I get to talk to you.
And I love you, Pete.
We're going to play some golf. So, hey, we had a great time with Peter Dante, and I hope you had a good show today. I had a good show today.
Great show.
And listen, you got to understand.
Wardo, you think we got some info out there, kid, or not?
Oh, yeah, we got some great info. Amazing. Love the attitude. Yeah. You're the man.
Hey, we had a great show. Come on back next week. We've got some more amazing guests on the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio. Waking up to ash and dust, I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.